Okay, good morning, everybody. My name is Derek. Topic today is the high cost of living in Babylon. I need to give you a little bit of background here. For many, many years, I used to operate as a watchman, seeing, purveying what was going on in the world, and would had a distribution list where I'd send all this information out. In the first 6 months of this year, I pulled out 900 articles related to the high cost of living in Babylon under six basic categories. I culled all through these, and I've got a series of them for you today. Since it's a large volume of information, as is my tradition, I'll give you a huge data download. It's what I always do. But for background information, let's run through this here. The literal Babylon had its beginning in a supporter of tyranny and idolatry. It was a nation of Nimrod. The city and the whole empire was later conquered by the Persians under Cyrus, the Persians by the Macedonians, the Macedonians by the Romans, so that the Rome eventually succeeded to the power of Babylon. It was her method to adopt the worship of false deities as she conquered, so that by her own acts she became the heiress and successor of all the Babylonian idolatry. All of that was introduced into it by the immediate successors of Babylon, and consequently all the idolatry of the earth. Rome, or mystical Babylon, is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth, as stated in Easton's Bible Dictionary. Mystery Babylon operates as a commercial, geopolitical, religious enterprise that seeks to dominate the entire globe. Today we'll review a series of modern real-time evidences of the cost for those who remain in Babylon and for those who are subject to its system. We need to remember some admonitions from Scripture as we go through this, especially Paul's writing to the Corinthian church, of not being unequally yoked with righteousness and unrighteousness, or not being unequally yoked with light and darkness. He gives the commandment to come out from among them, to be separate. And then the interesting commandment I've never heard a pastor preach on, touch not the unclean thing. You may want to consider ideas of kosher in the New Testament when you consider this. After you do those things, then Hashem says, I will receive you. Again, the admonition comes to John in the Revelation where he says, come out of my people, that you're not partakers of her sins and you do not receive her plagues. Paul says again, do not be like children tossed to and fro from every winds of doctrines, the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, which is the modus operandi of the kingdom of Babylon, wherein they lie in wait to deceive. You'll find that the wicked are always snared and the righteous always come out. Remember what Yeshua had commanded to you, take heed that no man deceives you. And when we're thinking about this, I want you to consider, Daniel saw this vision when it occurred, but in John the Revelator, the important phrase here was, it was given unto him to make war with the saints. The Babylonian system gets permission from the Creator to go make war against the saints. He does this by permission. So remember, if you have the desire to rise up and fight against the Babylonian system, consider that they have permission from the Father to do this in the last times. We'll look at evidence, the headlines in theological warfare, principally under two categories. Christianity has now become an illegal or illicit religion, and we are separating sheep from the goats. We'll look at evidence in the headlines of economic warfare, where banking system failures and the collapse of the dollar and the rise of specie-based currency. We'll look at evidence in the headlines of educational warfare, where the promulgation of ignorance in our public systems and the institutionalization of immorality. We'll look in the evidence of headlines for food warfare, the contaminations of our food, the scarcity and high prices of food, the criminalization of natural food production and sales, and weather and climate warfare. We'll look at evidence in the headlines of medical warfare, with the contamination of our medications and with rogue science and the redesigning of mankind. We'll look at evidence in the headlines of political warfare. They are spying on you. They are warring against you. They are hiding from you. They are working in concert with others. They are militarizing our police, and they are claiming you as their property. We'll enter into theological warfare. Christianity, as of this year, has become an illicit religion. At February the 21st at truthwins.com, will Americans soon not be able to buy, sell, or get a job without a global ID card? March the 21st, MiamiCBSLocal.com, a Florida State student claims he was suspended for refusing to step on Jesus. In the 6th of April, two Christians are beheaded in New Jersey by Muslim men. The media does not report this. At GOPTheDailyDose.com. On 14th of April, WorldNet Daily, Amish are prosecuted because scissors cross state lines. The feds now invoke the Commerce Clause in order to later invoke hate crimes clause against this religious group. May the 1st in BeforeIt'sNews.com, the Pentagon confirms that it may court-martial soldiers who share their Christian faith. May the 15th, WorldNetDaily.com, judge goes off the deep end to shut up Christians' suppression of speech and fines if Muslims threaten violence. And June the 2nd at MrConservative.com, Florida SWAT officers arrest Christians for reading Bibles outside the Planned Parenthood administrative offices. June the 8th at CNSNews.com, the Catholic Archbishop declares, "Wake up, religious liberty is at risk in the United States of America." On June the 9th at TorontoSun.com, Christians faced as being driven from the Middle East. As best I know, there's been 51 churches eliminated out of Egypt with this recent Muslim Brotherhood uprising. We'll talk about separating sheep from the goats. I'll give you time to get that. My wife thought this was really funny. February the 1st in Arut Sheva, op-ed, the seat for the Pope is at King David's tomb. And ask me questions in the question section about that. At itccs.org, Pope Benedict seeks immunity from the Italian government. On March the 3rd in GodsKingdomMinistries.com, downgrading sin from aberrant behavior now to misbehavior. April the 29th in NowTheEndBegins.com, Pope Francis urges all religions to unite. On April the 28th, ClarionProject.com, Air Force recruits chaplains from a Muslim Brotherhood front organization. In May the 13th, FrontMag.com, Holocaust of Christians in the Muslim world is now on the horizon. On June the 11th, FrontPageMag.com, Texas megachurch leader partners with Muslim Brotherhood front groups. In the banking system failures under economic warfare. In January the 7th, at Yahoo.com, 10 banks agree to pay $8.5 billion for foreclosure abuse. Actually, it turned out to be fraud, foreclosure fraud. January the 15th at Yahoo.com, the United States taps pensions funds in order to avoid passing the debt limit. And February the 22nd in AmericanThinker.com, the feds want your retirement accounts. And March the 16th, KingWorldNews.com, former U.S. Treasury official says the United States system is going to collapse. March the 18th in Forbes.com, the botching of the Cyprian bailout was worse than the Lehman Brothers. March the 27th at CoinWeek.com, are your funds deposited in your bank account really yours? April the 22nd, SilverDoctors.com, the feds confirm that U.S. banks will go Cyprus if it needs to. And April the 29th in CBC, which is Canadian Broadcasting Company, Canadian banks prepare for a Cypriot solution. On May the 20th at StarTribune.com, U.S. Treasury Secretary says he has begun tapping federal retiree pension funds in order to avoid a national default on the debt. June the 12th at SilverDoctors.com, J.P. Morgan's customers' gold inventory falls by 61% overnight. June the 25th, BeforeIt'sNews.com, collapse is happening. Cities cannot sell the municipal bonds. There are no buyers. Under the economic warfare and the collapse of the dollar and the rise of specie-backed currency we see this year, January the 8th in NewsCoinUpdate.com, the highest ever one-day sales for American Silver Eagles. February the 2nd. GoldenJackass.com. This is Jim Willie's website. Pitched currency war and the rejection of the U.S. dollar. February the 25th, CountdownToZero.com. International Monetary Fund, the world economy will end as we know it. Christine Lagarde, 2013 will make or break this process. April the 23rd, SilverDoctors.com. U.S. Mint sells out and halts the fractional sale of 10th ounce gold coins. April the 29th in shtfplan.com. Farmers are hoarding food to protect against currency collapse. May the 30th in the economiccollapseblog.com. Why is the smart money suddenly getting out of stock and real estate? May the 31st at alt.market.com. The U.S. Treasury is now down to one day of cash. June the 17th at shtfplan.com, they know billionaires are quietly and rapidly dumping millions of shares of stock. June the 19th at investmentwatchblog.com, the U.S. Mint sales of silver coin has reached records in the first half of 2013. And June the 14th at shtfplan.com, gold buying panic in China, where 10,000 people stand in line waiting to exchange their paper currency for precious metals. In educational warfare and the promulgation of ignorance, can you guys read what's up here?
Yes.
All right. That was really fun. That was in a gym up in Philadelphia. There's a sign that says education is important, but big biceps are importanter. Now, February the 5th at HuffingtonPost.com, majoring in the minors, turning our schools into totalitarian enclaves. February the 13th at OnlineCollegeCourses.com, 23% of America is illiterate. March the 14th, newswithviews.com. Surprise, high school grads can't read. This is an article from City University of New York. Says 80% of the applicants for the university cannot functionally read or do arithmetic, that are all high school graduates in New York. April the 19th, theblaze.com. 8th grade arrested, suspended for an NRA Protect Your Right t-shirt that had an image of a gun. He wasn't suspended, he was also arrested. Okay, May the 7th, before it's news, re-education counseling is ordered for pop singers Lauryn Hill over conspiracy theories. It's ordered by the judge following an IRS trial. May the 7th, before it's news.com, Philadelphia closes 23 of their schools, lays off thousands of employees, and begins to build prisons. And this is a chart that I pulled also for the promulgation of ignorance. If you'll follow the chart, and we only have a few minutes, 70% of the inmates in the state of California have processed through the foster care system in California before they ended up in prison. 68% of them in state and federal prisons don't even have a high school diploma. Educational warfare and the institution of immorality. In January 26, FoxNews.com, New Mexico teens accused of killing his entire family was involved heavily with violent video games, says the sheriff. February the 17th, EndofAmericaDream.com, 21 signs that the public schools have become training centers for sexual deviancy. June the 13th, Brandon T. Ward, Blogspot.com, California votes to allow boys to shower with girls in the public school system. Food warfare and contamination of foods. In January this year, LosAngelesTimes.com, Gatorade pulls an ingredient that was linked to a flame retardant. The original patent for this ingredient was used as a flame retardant in Europe. January the 29th, WashingtonsBlog.com, government disposes of radioactive waste by putting it into our silverware. February the 7th at Natural News Society newsletter, safety group blows a lid on secret viruses hidden in GMO crops. February the 19th at Associated Newspapers, poisoned by everyday life, landmark study warns that gender-bending chemicals are in your home or in your food and in your car that are linked to a huge range of different diseases. February the 27th in the Atlantic, 59% of the tuna that Americans eat is not actually tuna. March the 7th, PreventDisease.com, scientists officially link processed foods to autoimmune disease. March the 17th at the-tap.blogspot.com. Pepsi replaces sugar with mystery ingredient. Ask me about this in the question phase about this. This is important. March the 29th, activistpost.com. Human tissue is found in meats, but eating it is classified as no threat. April the 1st at truenews.com. Obama signs a bill that protects the makers of genetically engineered crops from federal courts. We'll see why here in just a minute. April the 23rd at naturalsociety.com. Analysis discovers that 55% of the ground beef and 39% of the chicken is contaminated with superbugs that are resistant to the antibiotic therapies that are routinely used in our farming systems. May the 16th at disinfo.com. Dairy associations lobby the FDA to alter the definition of milk so that it includes aspartame. May the 21st at realpharmacy.com, Monsanto found guilty of chemical poisoning in a landmark case. And this was in France, and 30 days before the ruling came down is when Obama signed the bill that excluded Monsanto from the federal court systems. May the 29th, WashingtonBlog.com, absolutely everyone. 15 out of 15 bluefin tuna tested in California waters was contaminated with Fukushima radiation. This is the path of Terry the tuna, a tag tuna, that made three trips in less than 2 years between Tokyo and Southern California and Baja Coast. June the 12th at naturalnews.com, GMO feed turns pig stomachs into mush. Shocking photos reveal severe damage that caused by genetically modified soy and corn. I have the pictures. If you don't want to watch, you can close your eyes. Here they come. Out of these four pictures, the one in the upper left-hand corner is a normal pig stomach. This yellow discoloration that you see here is caused by ischemia. It's the restriction of blood flow to this area as these pigs have been under that diet. This is the effect. June the 21st at naturalnews.com, 80% of the prepackaged foods in American grocery stores are banned in other countries. And I found this just right before I put this package together. Under new EPA rules, you can now eat up to 30 more times of Roundup herbicide in your commercially produced foods. Under food warfare, the scarcity and high prices. And the 9th of January, JoeMiller.us, China mysteriously quadruples its rice imports and continues to stockpile commodities. On the 29th of January at blacklistednews.com, the financialization of food and the profitability of poverty. And February the 5th at washingtonpost.com, the cannibals of North Korea. It talks about food shortage in North Korea where people are eating people now just to be able to have something to eat. February the 11th at CNSNews.com. Food stamp rolls in America now surpass the entire population of Spain. And May the 5th at ZeroHedge.com. Recovery? One in five Britons now has to borrow money in order to afford to eat. May the 22nd at otherworlds.org, there is a new crime of eating while homeless. The city of Houston passes an anti-dumpster diving law for the homeless so they can't get access food out of the dumpsters anymore. 28th of May, motherboard.vice.com, we're now 1 year away from global riots, complex systems theorists are telling us. This is what they're talking about. The black line identifies the global prices of food. These red lines identify different nations where they've had social and political unrest and riots as related to food shortages in their countries. The numbers that follow here are the number of people that died during the riots, not died because of starvation, but died during the riots. Here is another chart that shows you what the trending of global prices of food are. Here's a standardization, but here's actually the moving price line. We have a lot of effect here in the economic collapse around 2008 that was propped up in the price of food by speculation of the production of ethanol in this country. And the speculators have come back in the latter part of 2012, the first of 2013, with new cash into the ethanol markets. June the 11th at thenation.com, the sword drops on food stamps. Congress will now slash food stamp funding in the midst of a deep economic recession. June the 18th at stevequayle.com, this is a posted blog, but I thought you'd be interested to see The quote that I pulled out says that my wife talked to her cousin in Venezuela for over an hour. The cousin portrayed horrific conditions of martial law, food rationing, hyperinflation, and death squads. A can of coffee now on the black market goes for $80. On June the 24th, Business Insider, the collapse of the honeybee industry could cost hundreds of billions of dollars. And food warfare now, the criminalization of natural food and the production and its sales. I don't know if you can, there's a lot of information here, but the caption says, drop the raw milk, you're under arrest for possessions of weapons of mass nutrition. On February the 4th at Cryptogron.com, the state considers laws that would make it an act of terrorism to officially report on abuses found at factory farms. February the 5th, Washington'sBlog.com, food manufacturers are fraudulently diluting high-quality food with inferior quality junk. April the 19th, ActivistPost.com, Nestle CEO denies that water is an essential human right. May the 22nd at NPR.org, in the raw milk case, activists see food freedom on trial. May the 26th at PackAlertPress.com, Illinois illegally sees bees that were resistant to Monsanto's Roundup and kills all the remaining queens. June the 4th at NaturalNews.com, Let Them Eat Grass. This is a new documentary that exposes massive government tyranny against small-scale farmers that are producing organic food. June the 13th, alternet.org, secret trade agreements threaten to undo the last shreds of our food safety. This is important, too. Ask me about in the question area. And June the 21st at greenmedinfo.com, FBI calls the destruction of GMO sugar beets in Oregon economic sabotage. We'll talk about weather and climate warfare as a form of food warfare. February the 1st in canberrattimes.com.au, thousands of dead fish is an unbelievable mystery. 15th of February at russiatoday.com, meteorite hits Russian Urals, a fireball explosion wreaks havoc, up to 1,200 are injured. March the 3rd, israelinationalnews.com, Egypt is struck by a swarm of locusts ahead of the time of Passover, right before our president shows up into the country. BeforeIt'sNews.com, on March the 5th, large release of methane off the Los Angeles coast. Unusual concentrations are detected by hazmat crews. Gas may be from shift in the tectonic plates. March the 26th at NMFS.NOOA.gov, marine mammal unusually mortality events. They record all these huge mammal die-offs by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency. They've done that since 1990 or 95, and you can go there and find out for yourself. March 29, ZeroHedge.com, dead pigs, ducks, and now black swan. China's animal apocalypse crosses into the twilight zone. March the 31st, it's Save, SAIVE.com, unintended consequences of aerosol geoengineering on drought and weather modifications. Now, I know a lot of people have some... A little bit of buy-in, no buy-in, or total buy-in to the idea of chemtrails. What I offer for you here is that from 1990, this is the curriculum for chemtrails, the United States Air Force Academy. And I have their complete manual for Chemistry 131 there in 1990. Chemtrails has been a military operation since before that time. May the 10th, news.yahoo.com, worst ever right whale die-off continues to puzzle marine biologists. May the 15th at theextinctionprotocol.wordpress.com, the planet is reeling from a swarm of earthquakes over the last 72 hours. 20th of June, as SOTT, that's a sign of the times, millions of krill wash up on Oregon and California beaches. This is from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency. This is their projected distribution of the nuclear contamination into the Pacific from the Fukushima event and the tsunami that followed. Medical warfare and the contaminations of medications. January the 6th at FactTruth.com, 40 children are paralyzed after the administration of a new meningitis vaccine. January 16th at Health.Yahoo.net, vaccine court awards millions to only two children with autism. January 23rd at Health.Yahoo.net, swine flu shot is causing narcolepsy. January 31st, WakingTimes.com, hitting connection between viruses, vaccines, and cancer. April the 2nd, VacTruth.com, World Health Organization suspends vaccines administration after 26 children die in the developing world. May the 22nd, the Common Sense How.com, chemical castration of our children's brains. June the 13th, good.is, antidepressants in U.S. waterways are giving fish anxiety, homicidal behavior. The article talks about how they're not breeding because they just kind of swim around in circles. June the 13th at euphoria.com, 81 medications that contain aspartame. The article talks about it also contains dosing recommendations for children in these medications. June the 17th, activistpost.com, a new giant vaccine scandal exposes government lies and psyops. June 20th at the Atlantic, cbslocal.com, 70% of Americans are now on prescription drugs. And medical warfare and the rogue science in the redesigning of mankind. December 31st at activistpost.com, secret human testing is now revealed in declassified U.S. documents and lawsuits are to follow. January 18th, worldnetdaily.com, psych meds are linked to 90% of all school shootings. January the 20th at Las Vegas, cbslocal.com, researchers develop zombie cells that can be increased performance after death. March the 29th at blog.truetv.com, parasites are turning us all into zombies. And March the 5th in 2013 at signofthetimes.com, leaked Pentagon video flu vaccine used to modify human behavior, and it links back to another article on June the 15th in 2011. April the 25th, HuffingtonPost.com, countless Gulf residents with symptoms as if from sci-fi horror film. They are bleeding from their ears, from their anus, and from their breasts. May the 25th at DCClothesline.com, the father of ADHD admitted in his final interview that the disease was fictitious. June the 17th at CBSNews.com, scientists are now growing livers, kidneys, ears in the lab amidst an organ worldwide organ shortage. Political warfare, they are spying on you. December the 20th, RT.com, Google starts watching what you do now off of the internet in addition to on the internet. February the 13th at TechDirt.com, the Texas DMV sells personal information to hundreds of companies and the drivers are not allowed to opt out. March the 27th, WashingtonPost.com, little-known surveillance tool raises concerns by judges and private activists. When a judge gets alarmed at a surveillance tool, you know it's a very devious thing. March the 5th, financial.yahoo.com, IRS high-tech tools track your digital footprints. The IRS are watching your purchases and your sales in order to make sure you're paying taxes on this. May the 14th, Infowars.com, Drudge, assume that all communications are being monitored. That's a great idea. June the 12th at Dvorak.org, our government has been building spy access into Windows operating systems since the late 1990s. Actually, since the early 1990s. Political warfare, they are actively warring against you. January 28th, BeforeIt'sNews.com, the stints of martial law, Houston multi-agency changing. February the 14th, TheGatewayPundit.com, Missouri Democrats introduce legislation to confiscate firearms, gives gun owners 90 days to turn in their weapons. March the 3rd, TheGatewayPundit.com, Obama's Department of Homeland Security purchases 2,700 light armored tanks to go in addition to their 1.6 billion bullet stockpile. This is for domestic use, not for military use. April the 10th, blogs, computerworld.com, hacker uses Android to remotely attack and hijack an airplane. He uses his cell phone to do this. May the 28th, thetrumpet.com, new law allows U.S. military to quell civil disturbances without presidential authorization. June the 9th, activistpost.com, genetic weapons, can your DNA kill you? Political warfare, they are hiding from you. January the 14th, WashingtonBlogspot.com, U.S. government claims, just like the Nazis did, that the truth is too complicated and dangerous to disclose to the public. February the 18th at InquisitionalNews.com, Orly Tatt's press release, clerks of the Supreme Court never forwarded five of the nine justices one single page of her pleadings. Ask me about this in the question and answer thing. March the 15th, NationalSociety.com, new Monsanto Protection Act gives Monsanto power over the United States government. April 23rd at conservativeread.com, detained Saudi student named Al-Harbi is actually Osama bin Laden's son, Hamas bin Laden. This is during the Boston bombings. If you remember the Saudi kid that was in the hospital, that's who that was. May the 7th, Breitbart source, only the president could have made the stand down call on Benghazi. This comes from a congressional source. June the 5th, abcnews.go.com, Connecticut governor signs a bill restricting Newtown photos. In political warfare, they are working in concert with others. February the 10th at idjackson.net, Obama approves direct funding to Hamas. March the 13th, Infowars.com, LA Times officially announces white men are now classified as terrorists. May the 16th, CBSNews.com, Big Brother is big business. July the 1st at Infowars.com, Russian forces are to provide security at U.S. events. There's now been contractual arrangements with Russia to provide security here on American soil at public events. June the 18th at GrumpElder.com, Egyptian magazine declares Muslim Brotherhood has infiltrated the Obama administration. The militarization of our police officers. March the 4th at motherboard.vice.com, how cops became soldiers, an interview with the police militarization expert Radley Balco. March the 4th, Infowars.com, Houston cops pushed for a law to grab guns from citizens. April the 24th, 21stCenturyWire.com, Boston Martian Law, they were confiscating guns from the residents. April 25th, CNSNews.com, has Watertown made warrantless searches now the new normal? May the 2nd at RussiaToday.com, May Day mayhem in Seattle, police mace and use fire flash bang grenades against the protesters. May the 10th, ActivistPost.com, desensitization training, police practice fighting, quote, angry parents. The training scenario here was that the government came to the public school systems, took all the children, the police were left behind to deal with the angry parents. That was a training scenario for this thing. June the 5th, in IndyRegister.com, New York bill will now make it a crime to annoy police. Political warfare, they are claiming you as property. The statement is, if stealing 100% of the product of someone's labor is slavery, what percent does it not become slavery? January the 25th, TheBlaze.com, check out the new gun that allows cops to shoot and capture your DNA. February the 15th, Bloomberg.com, copyright industry owns your thoughts. Now the medical industry wants to own your genes. March the 18th, IBTimes.com, UK, Australian scientists now bring extinct species back to life. April the 6th, Newsbusters.org, MSNBC, your kids do not belong to you. April the 14th, WorldNet Daily, homeschoolers are alarmed by plans to track students. April the 25th, TechEye.net, your genetic makeup to be stored without consent for profit. May the 10th at Wired.com, biometric database of all adult Americans is hidden within the Immigration Reform Act. May the 15th, NaturalNews.com, genetically modified babies are now classified as biological products, which puts them under the Food and Drug Administration jurisdictions. May the 19th, NaturalNews.com, U.S. government claims 100% ownership of all your DNA and reproductive rights. Genetic slavery is already here. June the 4th at PoliticalOutcast.com, your DNA belongs to the state. Supreme Court shreds the Constitution. June the 13th at WashingtonPost.com, Supreme Court rules that human genes may not be patented. because they're property of the state. June the 7th, LifeSiteNews.com. Every Scottish child is to have a state-appointed overseer. This is a new bill that goes before the Scottish Parliament. Now, in the modern food and drug laws, they presume U.S. citizens to be animals, and you're classified now as animals. Under Title 21, Section 321, Paragraph F, defines the term food as, the term food means articles used for food and drink for man or other animals. This is in our federal law. The term drug, in its relevant part, under Paragraph G, Section B, articles intended for use in the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, and prevention of disease in man or other animals, and articles intended to affect the structure or any function of the body of man or other animals. In Texas Health and Safety Code, which we're out of Texas, 431.002, paragraph 14, defines drug as means articles recognized in the official United States Pharmacopoeia, National Formulary, or any supplement to it. Articles designed or intended for use in the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease in man or other animals. And the definition of food. Oh, it continues on. Articles other than food intend to affect the structure or any function of the body of man or other animals. And articles intended for use in the component of any article specified under this division. In 1996, Gregory Stanton, the president of Genocide Watch, presented a briefing paper to the United States State Department. Entitled The Eight Stages of Genocide. In it, he suggested that genocide develops in eight stages that are predictable but not excoriable. Those eight stages include 1, classification, 2, symbolization, 3, dehumanization, 4, organization, 5, polarization, 6, preparation, 7, extermination, and 8, denial. In stage 3, dehumanization is described in part as one group denies the humanity of the other group and members of it are equated with animals, vermin, insects, or disease. The United States National Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide the United Nations Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of Crime of Genocide was approved on December the 9th, 1948. It declares in part that genocide is a crime under international law, and that crime does not need to include the actual death of any victims. For example, in Article 2, the Convention declares that genocide means any of the following acts committed with the intent to destroy in whole, in part, a nation, an ethical, racial, or religious group, such as causing serious bodily harm or mental harm to the members of the group, deliberately inflicting upon the group a condition of life calculated to bring about its physical or destruction in whole or in part. Now, we have been warned about this from the scriptures themselves. In the book of Revelation, it talks about that Babylon and its operators would never repent of the murders or the sorceries, of their fornications or of their thefts, Revelation 9:21. And it's talked about in the fall in Revelation 18 that part of their merchandise that men would not buy anymore is the slaves and the souls of men, that they market in the souls of men. Revelation 18:2, it declares it was by these sorceries that all the nations were deceived. Nor would they repent of their sorceries. They sold slaves and souls of men, and by these sorceries they deceived nations. We find in the Greek terms behind them for sorceries is pharmakia, slaves is soma, and souls is suke, which translates effectively body, soul, and pharmaceuticals. Isn't it interesting how we've been classified under the pharmaceutical laws? And that is how they seduce the souls of all nations. So we'll close again with this reminder from, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, that you receive not her plagues. Come out and be separate, saith the Lord, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Okay. Sorry I had to blitz through there, but I had to cut down from 900 articles just to get a quick overview, but we can take questions.